You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to cut Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood nationwide. U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani issued a ruling that indefinitely extends a temporary block on the federal government's efforts to withhold Medicaid funds from Planned Parenthood. This decision prevents the enforcement of a provision in a recent tax and spending bill that aimed to deprive Planned Parenthood of Medicaid funding. Consequently, Planned Parenthood's Medicaid funding is restored while the case proceeds. Medicaid is a joint federal and state program providing health coverage to low-income individuals and families, covering nearly 78 million Americans. More than 1 million people use Medicaid for services at Planned Parenthood, including birth control, cancer screenings, and STI testing. The judge determined that the legislation was designed to target Planned Parenthood, despite not explicitly naming the organization. Judge Talwani stated that the legislative history and context confirm that the law's purpose is to single out Planned Parenthood Federation and its members for punishment. The law prohibited federal funding for providers primarily engaged in family planning services, reproductive health, and related medical care that also provide abortion services. Talwani found it easily ascertainable that Planned Parenthood was the specific target. The defund provision is part of a new tax cut and spending law signed by President Donald Trump, blocking Medicaid funds for services offered by abortion providers like Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Planned Parenthood contends that this law targets them directly, as the affected group is made up almost entirely of Planned Parenthood affiliates. The law does not prohibit other for-profit entities from receiving federal Medicaid funds. Courts often infer legislative intent by examining public statements, specific language, timing, and practical effects. Planned Parenthood's argument likely contributed to the judge's finding of retaliatory intent. The judge found that the law likely violated constitutional rights, including equal protection and freedom of association. The law violated Planned Parenthood members' equal protection rights under the Fifth Amendment. The ruling suggested that the law burdened the right of some Planned Parenthood affiliates, who do not provide abortions, to associate with their parent organization, potentially violating the First Amendment. The Equal Protection Clause requires states to treat all individuals equally under the law, preventing discrimination. The First Amendment protects fundamental rights, including freedom of speech and association. The judge found that the law retaliated against Planned Parenthood, violating its First Amendment rights. This implies that the funding cut was a punitive measure targeting the organization specifically. A bill of attainder is a legislative act that punishes a person or group without a trial, prohibited by the U.S. Constitution. While not explicitly stated, the judge's ruling aligns with this concept, suggesting the legislation is designed to punish Planned Parenthood without due process. The spending clause grants Congress the power to attach conditions to federal funds provided to states. However, these conditions must relate to the purpose of the spending and cannot be coercive. The legal challenge likely involves arguments about whether Congress overstepped its authority under the spending clause. The blocked funding cuts would have impacted a wide range of health care services provided by Planned Parenthood, not just abortion services. Federal law already prohibits taxpayer money from covering most abortions. The new law aimed to cut reimbursement for other health services provided by Planned Parenthood, such as cancer screenings and treatment for STIs. Planned Parenthood provides essential health care services beyond abortion, which constitutes a small percentage of their overall services. For instance, 54% of their services in 2023 were for STI testing and treatment. Additionally, 24% were for contraceptive services, and 11% were for other reproductive health care. These services are crucial for preventing the spread of STIs and detecting life-threatening diseases early. Planned Parenthood and its affiliates had already experienced disruptions in Medicaid billing due to the legal challenge. Many health centers were forced to stop billing for Medicaid services ahead of the judge's ruling. A temporary restraining order, TRO, is a short-term court order that prevents an action from taking place. Copyright African Elements.